Hi, I'm Lisa Miller, the founder of Vi Analytics, and this is my podcast series, The Profit Architects. On today's podcast, I want to speak to you about risk-based payment structures, otherwise known as value-based reimbursement. So let me share with you four models that currently exist. Number one, it's the bundle payment model that provides a single negotiated payment for all services for a specific procedure or condition. Number two, it's shared savings model. It's one-sided risk. Shared savings arrangement represent a potentially higher level of reward for providers and can be an enticing incentive because providers are rewarded to reduce the total healthcare spending on their patients. Number three is the shared risk model, and it's really that next level of risk arrangement under which providers receive performance-based incentives to share cost savings combined with disincentives to share the excess cost of healthcare delivery. And finally, number four is a full risk capitation model in which that provider organization or group of organizations takes accountability for an entire patient population. Now that I've discussed with you the four models, let me share with you the top five things or top five questions you need to ask before you decide on a value-based reimbursement model. Number one, have you analyzed your supply and service spend, not just for the last 12 months, but for the last 3 months, to see trends that would impact your decision on the value-based reimbursement model? Number two, have you met with your supply chain and OR to identify new cost and new technology that would impact this decision? And number three, do you really understand all of the cost, including supplies, services, and those that are outsourced that make up the cost for consideration in your reimbursement model? What about non-PO spend that gets overlooked or missed? You must consider all cost when you're deciding on a value-based reimbursement model. Number four, have you met with physicians to discuss how their practice and treatments may change in the future as you negotiate a new reimbursement model? If they plan on changing their practice, you need to know about that as you are negotiating a reimbursement model. Number five, possibly consider taking a test approach and negotiate maybe one or two risk models with a provider so that you can focus on achieving successful results, measure your success, and then take it to the entire organization. Look, I covered a lot of ground in this piece. However, start with the five questions and identify what model will work best for your organization. I'm going to leave you with this thought. As you make a decision about which value-based reimbursement model is right for your organization, you need to look at it from a holistic perspective, as there are many factors to consider. You've been listening to The Profit Architect with me, Lisa Miller. For more information, please visit my website at www.viestrategicadvisors.com. Again, viestrategicadvisors.com.